It's a beautiful spring here in my part of the Midwest. In my backyard, my apple tree is blooming, and the last blooms of the cherry tree are falling. It looks like I'll have a good crop of sour cherries again this year. Looking at those blooming trees each spring remind me of a promise God made to one of his prophets, Jeremiah. It's time for another installment in our series, Jeremiah, the Heart of a Prophet. You're listening to Longitude. It's a beautiful Tuesday, May 3rd, 2005. I'm Darris McNeely. We're still in Chapter 1 of Jeremiah. I'd like to pick up where I left off after the second installment when we were talking about God's calling to this prophet. And let's begin in verse 5, where, as we read last time, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations." We covered that in our last installment, but let's pick up now in verse 6 of Jeremiah 1. Where Jeremiah replied to God when he issued this call, and knowing him, he said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." Now, you know, that's a common complaint from a lot of people, even from those who are called to be servants of God. We find that Moses had a reason why he felt he couldn't do the job God had sent him to do before the Egyptians in bringing Israel out of the slavery of that nation. And he gave him his son, or his brother, Aaron as a spokesman for him. So it's a common complaint that we find in the Bible among the prophets of God. And you know, it's a common complaint from all of us. Life can be pretty tough. And then we come face to face with what God requires. And for a lot of people, that's just too much. We all have our trials. We all have our struggles. And life can be a challenge. And it's also true that we all have our faults. We're all broken in various places. We're all in need of repair in some way, and yet we manage to get through life, and we manage to do pretty good. A little bit above average, as the humorist says. Yet, God does not call us to whatever work it is for us to do because we have all the tools and the skills, or that we are great by ourselves. We're chosen in order to qualify for the most awesome potential that God holds out for each of us. In Jeremiah, we have a model for how God works with a lump of clay to do exactly what he wants. Remember in verse 5, he said, "I formed you, I sanctified you, I ordained you a prophet, I have set you over the nations." You see, it's God who sees us through the calling that he's given to us. It's God who calls us, and he doesn't call us to fail. He calls us to succeed. Jeremiah, as a prophet, rose to the job and the calling that he had been given. He did it for 40 years. He labored in a very difficult situation, preaching to people about things they did not want to hear. How did he do it? How did God prepare him to hold up under the stress of 40 years? Well, the answer is here in chapter 1. It's in two visions. Let's look at the first of those visions, beginning in verse 11. It's a vision of a budding almond tree. In verse 11, God said, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see?" And I said, "I see a branch of an almond tree." Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." All right, so the first vision here that Jeremiah had was that of a budding almond tree. Now, in Israel, an almond tree was among the earliest of budding trees. And of course, coming after the winter months, the long months of a cold winter, to see life spring forth always gives a promise of hope, no matter where we are. But in Israel, where Jeremiah was when this vision was given to him, it was a time of hope. And wherever we may be, when we see the grass turn green and the blossoms come out and the flowers pop up out of the ground, it's a time of hope. It's a time of promise. Well, this is what God said to Jeremiah. He really says, in what we read here in verse 11, Jeremiah had a vision and he saw an almond tree. And then God said that he saw something as well. And it's in what God saw that is really important. Because the word therefore in verse 11 where God said, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word," or rather in verse 12, is really what God is saying is that he is ready to perform his word. And where God says, "I'm ready," that word means to watch. In other words, God's watching over his word to bring it to pass. Now, when Jeremiah saw the budding of a tree, he was reminded that God is watching and ready to perform his word. His words have importance. They'll come to pass. There's a promise of performance behind the words of God. This is the vision that sustained Jeremiah. It was a long-term, annual vision that God's word are not mere human words. They're important words about life and consequences, about truth and consequences. Words and actions have consequences for good and for bad. It's in the eye of the beholder that the story is being played out. Each year, Jeremiah had a reminder that God was active in the world, working to bring to pass his plan. The spring's a time of renewal and of life coming back from the dormancy of winter. It's in the spring where God placed the Passover and the days of unleavened bread, holy days in God's plan that have meaning about God's purpose and of salvation for all the world. You know, we've just kept these days again this year. Many faithful servants of God have observed the spring festival of the Passover and the days of unleavened bread, which teach us of the hope of redemption through Christ's sacrifice and the need for us to work against the life of sin, the imperfections that we have, and overcome with the help of God. Unleavened bread pictures the sinless life of Christ in us to produce the righteousness of the kingdom. And for a Christian, it's the perfect picture of hope and the promise from God of transforming our life beyond ourselves, of hoping something and living with something that is eternal. Now, Jeremiah was called by that same God, and there was hope and promise that his words would come to pass. Jeremiah needed this annual reminder to keep him focused on his mission. None of us can live a sustained life of faith with a vision of something higher than ourselves without that vision. We're here for a purpose, and we can understand what that purpose is when we look to God and seek him with our heart and our mind. That's why I'm encouraged each spring when I see the trees bloom. This year I literally watched my cherry blossoms burst open in one afternoon into a glorious display of shimmering white. For days they were a joy to watch from my office window. They're a sign to me, a sign of the sure word of God. As I watch those blossoms, I know that God is watching and ready to perform his word. And that leads us to the second vision Jeremiah had. It was more frightening than the almond tree. We'll examine that in our next installment. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.